Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting 5th. The third baseman, Don Lenhart. Batting 6th. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Bill Summers. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dick Starr. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Starr. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting 8th. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Groth. Wood reaches second base with a double. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman spins and fires to second, with Lapon covering, and Wood is picked off. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kokos. The throw from Ginsburg and he is out, Lapon applying the tag. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arf takes first base on ball 4. Bill Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman can't make a play. That's a base hit. Arf moves to second. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Len Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Arf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kokoz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with Houdeman covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Arft hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-1 in the game. Keller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Summers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mullen. Summers reaches second base with a double. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0-for-1 in the game. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with Houdeman covering, for the out. Summers moves to third. One out. Dick Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr is 0 for 1 in the game. Starr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Summers scores. Starr moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepon hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cocos takes first base on ball 4. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart bunts towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Cocos moves to second. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cocos moves to third. Two outs. Bill Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Houdeman bunts towards first. Arft scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Houdeman for the out. Ginsburg moves to second. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lenhart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ginsburg moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ginsburg scores. Pretty moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-2 in the game. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Summers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0-for-2 in the game. Upton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Dick Starr. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Upton moves to third. Delsing moves to second. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Upton scores. One out. It's 4-2, Tigers. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-3 in the game. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kokos hits a line drive towards first. Callaway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Garver now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lapon takes first base on ball 4. Callaway moves to second. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Callaway moves to third. Lapon moves to second. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Moss to Lenhart. The throw back to home, and Callaway is out at the plate. Two outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lenhart for the out. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Arft hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Summers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Mullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-3 in the game. Keller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Tom Upton. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Ned Garver. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Groth. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Sievers scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman scores. It's Browns, 4, Tigers, 4. Hal White now pitching. Dwayne Pellett pinch runs for Les Moss. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kokoz hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy DeMars now playing shortstop. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Schirmlaller now catching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Coleman who is chasing the ball. Groth reaches third base with a triple. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway is walked intentionally. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lepon is walked intentionally. Callaway moves to second. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Joe Ginsburg. Dick Kokoz now playing right field. Ken Wood now playing left field. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Groth scores. One out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.